the very latest news is the News Headline, starring Roy Hart, with Janet Brown, Chris Emmett, and the Nick Rowley Quintet.
Well, thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. And I see the big story in all the papers is still the Ford dispute, eh? Ford. Have you heard their new slogan? You can have it any colour as long as it's a Datsun. Not bad, is it? For starters. And what about the other big story, eh? Merlin Reese and the breakdown of law and order in prisons, eh? Well, it's hardly surprising, is it? The places are full of criminals. Jimmy Wheeler, 1948. Right, there we are. And what about the poor American dollar, eh? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yes, I know. The cold weather, you know, it's dropped so low. It's dropped so low, people are just throwing them away, aren't they? From now on, they're going to be called Carter's Little Litter Bills. Yes! And still on the international front, there's news this week that the Foreign Office is closing down its Middle Eastern spy school in Lebanon. Mm. They're going to reopen it somewhere with a more authentic Arabian flavour, which captures all the magic and mystery of the Kasbah. Harrods. Oh, here, and what about Mr. Begin and Mr. Sadat getting 40,000 quid each for the Nobel Peace Prize, eh? Seems they both put it to good use, though. Yeah, President Sadat has given every penny of his to charity. Mr. Begin has lent his to President Sadat with 20% interest. But back home, I see there's been a suggestion that the Queen should pay income tax, eh? Not a bad idea. She can start by paying mine, I'll tell you that. And I see Yuri Geller's back in the news, eh? He's been suffering from a nasty irritation in the neck. Which is bad news, because last week he rubbed his neck and his head fell off. And then there's the sports news, eh? John Newcombe, the tennis player, he got off to a bad start in his new career as a film star. Well, he was supposed to be an outlaw robbing a bank. Instead, he ran in, jumped over the counter and shook hands with the manager. And, of course, there's always a story about British Rail, isn't there, eh? Dear, oh, they've just announced that the fares will go up, but the food will go down. Mind you, they don't guarantee it will stay down. And there's been the usual lot of silly stories this week as well, like the one, amazed me that, the one that American factories no longer have to have U-shaped toilet seats. I couldn't believe it, could you? Or as the report put it, square-shaped seats show how a good seat should sit. All together now. You want to wear Magnus Pike, crack that one, I'll tell you, do you? And of course, I like the story about the female Irish wolfhound, eh? Got mistaken for a lion. Yeah, by a male Irish lion. And what about that woman at the Old Bailey, eh? I love that. Lifted up her skirt to show her bottom to the judge, eh? Cheeky. What? To the clerk of the court, he had the situation in hand. He drew a face on it and collected £3.50 for the guy. And finally, one of my favourites, eh? The vicar who had to pay his wife £5 a week to make love. Yes, exactly. That's just what he said, I'll tell him. I mean, you'd think being a vicar, she'd have given it to him on a plate, wouldn't you? And last of all, Britain's newest newspaper, the Daily Star, has announced that they're going to tempt readers away from the Sun by putting bosoms on the front page. Eh? I think it's a great idea, but how's the paper boy going to push it through the letterbox? And now here is the Headlines Open Wine.
Can we have the first caller, please?
Yes, indeed. Hello, Sir Harold here. I really had to smile when I read this nonsense about pet owners gradually beginning to act like their animals. Absolute piffle.
Ah, yes, of course, Sir Harold. You own a Labrador, don't you?
Get down. Get up. Go on, you see, I'm on the phone, Mary.
Next caller, please.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got some advice for those people who are going to see the film Watership Down.
You have?
Yes. It's much better if you sit through and see it twice.
Twice? Why?
There's more rabbits in it a second time.
Can we have the next caller, please?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
All that debt collector who deliberately makes himself smell of strong. Oh, it's horrible, it is. Oh.
Why do you do that?
Well, it's strategy, isn't it? See, I mean, people pay their debts just to get me off of premises.
What do you do if they don't let you in?
Well, I send them a stinking letter, don't I?
Next caller, please.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Oh, head of British Rail catering here. Oh. I'm pleased to say that we'll be reducing the price of most of our travellers' fare snacks. But we won't in any way reduce the quality.
Really? Why is that?
Well, we've found it completely impossible.
Next caller, please.
Hello. I'm speaking to you in a kind of trance. Everything seems to bend and twist as I touch it. And all around me, moving parts stop moving, and there are chunks of broken metal wherever I go.
Hello, is this Uri Geller of the Mystical Powers?
No, Michael Edwards, British Leyland.
Next caller, please.
Hello? It's David Ennals here. To sort of make up for all this hospital shambles, I'm very sorry. The National Health are making a special offer on vasectomies this week.
Really?
Yes, it's a snip at 25.
Can we have the next caller, please?
Hooray for me, my Diane! Hello there!
Ah, hello there.
I'm very glad I had to put my clock back this winter.
Why that, sir?
Well, every spring I put it forward and it falls off the mantelpiece.
Here's one. Here, listen. This week there's been a shocking report about the shortage of equipment at our army bases in Germany. The troops are having to make do and mend, as it were. In fact, they've just complained that the latest batch of tanks are no good because there's too much room taken up by the ballcocks. But how serious is this shortage of military supplies?
Right now, at ease, men, at ease now. Let's have a cigarette. I light it up, then pass it along, right? Ah, nothing like an Well,
the catering manager for British Rail again. I'm always...
Nothing like a rolled-up tea bag to steady the old nerves, eh? A little perforated. Oh, no, that's the other one. Right, now, you've all been called back from leave because today's the day we go into maneuvers against the Yanks. Sergeant Miles.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Miles. You've managed to commandeer two hand grenades and set up your trouble from somewhere. Sergeant Miles, why aren't you in uniform?
Haven't got one, sir.
Then cover yourself with this blanket and stop the trembling.
I'm not trembling.
No, but the men are. Look, right. Now, I want you to demonstrate these new weapons from the ministry.
You mean the new SWNAE, sir?
Yes, here it is.
Oh,
sir. Oh. Exciting, isn't it, men, eh? The SWNIE. Stick with nail in end.
All right. According to the instructions, you hold the stick at one end and hit your opponent with the other. Any questions?
Yeah. When you hold it, how do you stop the nail sticking in your hand?
Johnson.
Sir?
Johnson, how early did you get into the army? You don't hold the stick where the nail's sticking in. You hold the stick where there's no nail sticking in. Then you give the enemy some stick with the end of the stick where the nail's sticking in.
Oh, I say, sir.
Yes, it's as easy as falling off a log. But we're not here to talk about the Navy, right? Right, chap. Now, this is the path.
Let's walk. Get out.
See anything, Mom?
Yes, sir. There's a special messenger from the War Office heading this way. He's so brave, the rockets and bombs don't seem to bother him. He must be the cream of the Batman in town.
I've got a light, boy.
On it all.
Yes, sir, Colonel.
Good. Right, there's an inducement the War Office have instructed me to award £1 for every dead Yank.
Sir, sir.
What is it, Johnson?
There's 10,000 quid worth coming up the hill, sir.
Hey, hey! Men, I'm proud of you. No casualties, and we've managed to outmaneuver the enemy because of our far superior map reference guide. Thanks to these maps, the Yanks haven't a clue where we are. At last, the War Department have supplied us with something useful. By my reckoning, we must be 4 miles...
inside the Russian zone. Drop your sticks and come with us.
Now, what is happening to our nationalized industries, I ask you? Exactly. They're all up the creek, aren't they? National Health, Leyland, British Rail. Well, rumor has it that the godfather of nationalization, Wedgie Benn, had a meeting to sort out the whole thing.
Now, listen, chaps. Now, listen, you've all been letting me down lately. Here I am, plugging away for nationalisation, and your industry is in a terrible state. So, for a start, where's the head of the health service?
Optic!
Oh. Oh, I see. Well, you know, you've really got to improve your image, you know.
Well, we at the Coal Board are doing our bit, you know, Wedgie. People complain there isn't much coal in underweight bag. Well, we found a way of making it lighter.
How do you do that?
We whitewash it.
Charles Villiers.
You should come over and see us at British Steel. We'll show you a trick or two.
You might have heard whispered British Steel's been losing £1,000 a minute. We put an end to that.
How?
We've stopped all the clocks.
Michael Edwards.
Yes, I think I can get a word in here for British Leyland. I've just come hot foot from Coventry, where we've made a car that has no reverse gear.
Will it go back?
Probably. Most British Leyland cars do, sooner or later.
Mr. Edwards, what are your hopes for the future?
Well, next year I'm looking forward to a happy, trouble-free time with no strikes, high production, quality motor cars and big profit.
Well, how can you be so sure?
I'm moving to Japan.
Well, let me see who's next. Oh, we haven't heard from the post office yet.
What can I say? We're doing a great deal about mail not arriving and wrong telephone numbers. I'm pleased to say that I've come up with something that will reduce the number of obscene telephone calls that are being made.
What's that?
Self-control. There's just one note of discord, however. We're having to change the name of our picky bird, the one in our adverts.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Busby's caused confusion. The Coldstream guards are marching all over them, and the pigeons pulled down over their heads.
But have we anyone here from the electricity board?
Yes, we have. And I'm sure you'll all be pleased to know that we have cookers that run on small penlight batteries.
How did you hit on that idea?
We ran out of wheels.
We at the gas board have come up with a new type of service for our appliances. We go to church and pray that they won't go wrong.
Splendid. Well, that seems to be everybody.
That's just a minute, Chunky. I'm in charge of the nationalised docks, and I...
Yes, yes.
I know that dockers have got a reputation for being lazy, but if they worked any faster, imports would go up.
But surely exports would go the same way as the imports.
Only if we got the labels mixed up. Clever, clever. All right, drivers, knock it off. Anyway, we've tried to inject more life into the doctors by putting pet pills in their 3 o'clock tea.
What effect has that had?
None. They've all gone home by 2:30.
Well, I see we've just got time for a word from the head of British Rail.
We've eaten the head.
Oh. Really, this is too bad. Something has to be done.
Well, what are you going to do, Wedgie? Hey, we've all got our backs to the wall.
So you have. Iris, bring in the firing squad, will you?
Oh,
Well, what about our prison service, eh? Bad conditions, Victorian atmosphere, no discipline. You know, it's so overcrowded that I'm going to put 12 inmates to a mailbag. But what? But what, I ask myself, is the Home Secretary doing about it?
Mr. Lee?
What is it, Miss Lumpy?
Urgent communication from the PM, CPS, to the HO concerning the POA.
What?
Postcard from Jim.
I'll be with you in a minute. Oh, there. That should stop it shriveling up in the cold weather. You know, it's amazing stuff, this plant food. One drop and my bloody old eye brightens up the whole office. Right. Read the message, Miss Lumpy.
It says, total breakdown of prison system is imminent. You must talk with governors immediately. Oh, dear. The prison's again, sir. They're terribly overmanned and understaffed. You've got to sort it out.
Very well, but you know I don't like to get involved in things that concern me.
What's your plan, sir?
Action, Miss Lumpy, action. I'm not only a Home Secretary in name, you know. You're new here. You know of my achievements.
No, sir. What are they?
I asked you first. Well, I suppose I'd better take a look at the problem from the inside, as it were. Ring for the car, Miss Lumpy. I'm off to Wormwood Scrubs. I'll show them I'm not stopped. They'll see people spot around, you know.
Right, you horrible little shower! Best be having you! Come on, get out of it!
Oh, we're here, are we? Thank you, chauffeur.
And don't be long! I'm off out tonight and I need the car.
Very well. I think I'll start in the governor's office. Ah, hello. What seems to be the trouble, Governor? I understand you're short of staff.
Of course, not at all. Not at all. Try and kick off the newspapers, will you? I've just washed the floor.
Oh, sorry.
Short staff? No, plenty of warders.
Well, how many?
Well, let's see. I caught a glimpse of one yesterday, didn't I? He was exercising his dog in the yard. Keeps the men amused, you know, watching a dog do press-ups.
And how many prisoners have you?
5,000. 4,999. Not enough guards, you see. The trouble is pay and conditions. It's just not good enough.
I'm not concerned with the prisoners just now. What about the warders and maintenance?
Rastoffer!
Governor!
Ah, Mrs. Dobbs, the prison doctor. This is Merlin Reese.
Never mind. Right, open wide, tongue out. That's it. They are good. Just off. Stay 99. Good. Drop and bend down. Sorry about the cold hand. Cough. That's fine. You'll do good. Next.
No, no. Dr. Dobbs, he's not a new prisoner.
Well, never mind that. Governor, I came to tell you one of the warders has escaped.
Oh, now you mean?
Yes, you've got a screw loose.
That means we're down to 10 men and we've already used the substitute. Oh, come on. 5,000 prisoners at the guard with only 10 men.
Would it help if I got the truth?
No, half the inmates have got them already. The overcrowding, you see. We're forced to run what we call an overshift system for the beds.
Overshift system?
Yes, all night long you can hear the men shift over, shift over, shift over. Oh! We only allow one inmate to keep the cell to himself, and that's Lenny the Dick.
Because he's a pickpocket.
No, he keeps dunking his bread in everyone's tea.
Governor, look out of the window.
Luke out of the window?
Yes, Luke.
Oh! It's Luke the Dick. Oh, no, it isn't.
It is Luke. No. Governor, the men have climbed onto the roof for a demonstration.
Oh, it's that vacuum cleaner salesman again, Anya.
This time they're ripping the slates off and throwing them into the yard.
Oh, you're responsible, Mr. Reese. Only you can get them down off that roof and save further damage.
Me? How?
By promising better conditions.
Oh, impossible just now. You'll have to get the wardens.
Have another look, Mr. Reese. They are the wardens.
And now, as winter draws on, and Maggie Thatcher wraps up, we turn the clock back 150 years for another talk with the old pendulum herself.
Good evening. And may I say how pleasant it is for you to be here. First of all, I would like to give my heartfelt thanks to those stalwarts who voted Conservative in the Pontefract by-election. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Stalwart. You know, one thing that has emerged from these local elections is that David Steele and I share the same viewpoint. He was not unduly worried about the Liberals' disastrous results, and I couldn't have cared less either. But some of you have been asking how I feel about Ted Heath. Well, I think Ted Heath's recent actions have been like a breath of fresh air within the Tory ranks. Yes, he's been blustering about and getting up everyone's nose. Oh, dear, but seriously, though. But leaving that to one side for the moment. I was delighted to hear that the Nobel Prize for Peace had gone to Mr. Sadat of Israel and Mr. Begin of Egypt. This recognition of two great statesmen goes a long way to further the cause of world peace and understanding. Perhaps this new position will stop these two ever again from falling out. Oh, no, it hasn't. Ah, there, that's better. In a lighter vein, this week saw the traditional celebration of Halloween. I can see them sitting opposite me now. Shirley Williams, the hollowed-out pumpkin. Dennis Healy, offering his version of trick or treat. Trick or trick. And Wedgie Ben, like an apple in a barrel of water, red on top and all wet underneath. Oh, dangling chippins. Ah, that's better. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this with all the sincerity of my conviction that during this last session of Parliament, we in the Conservative Party will stand up as one man to fight for the rights of the ordinary people. Shopkeepers like Mr. Harrod. Tea shop owners like Mr. Trusthouse Forty. And housewives like my husband. Thank you and good night.
Well, this week, Parliament went back. And will it be any different? I leave the answer to you, dear. 600 MPs came down to legislate.
And will it do us any good?
You must be joking, mate.
Sending bills to the Commons, bills to the Lords. Can anyone tell me why we need a Parliament at all?
Okay. I think there should be a law passed to deal with the problem of men being raped by women.
Deal?
Yes, I think it should be made compulsory. Now, Mr. Callahan, tell me, what have you been doing this week?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've had a nice rest. I went to a jazz concert the other night. I saw Sammy Davis Jr. and,
The Buddy Rich Orchestra.
I know, Sammy Davis isn't short of a few, Bob, either.
Judith, Mrs. Hart, come here. I just read this report, what says that Labour candidates stand a better chance of being elected if they're unattractive and unintelligent. And I wondered if I could, like, speak to the geezer in charge.
Well, I expect them, Anne. Jim, Michael Foot wants a word with you.
I see the Transport Ministry have brought out a report that reveals that the 40-ton juggernaut is definitely on its way here.
Really? Nobody told me Cyril Smith bought a car.
Send his bill to the Lord, bill to the Lord. Can anyone tell me why we need a parliament at all?
Hello there, Ted.
Oh, hello.
Roll over this way a moment, will you? Look, may I have a word about this dissension in the Tory party?
Oh, now, look here. I'd like you to know I arrived at the Commons today with my arm around Maggie Thatcher's shoulders.
Oh, you've made it up then?
No, I couldn't get the knife out.
Here, Ted.
Yes?
I must say I'm very keen on this new scheme to give us MPs our own doctor.
Oh, yes?
Hey, this is our very own doctor here.
Hello.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. She uses very modern methods, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes. For a common cold, she takes your outside leg measurement.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
For a cold with a sore throat, she takes your inside leg measurement.
Oh, dear. Oh, really?
And for flu...
Yes.
The waiting list is 6 weeks.
Was the news headline starring Roy Hart with Janet Brown, Chris Emmett and the Nick Rowley Quintet. The script was written by Andy Hamilton, Lolly Rowley, John Walker and John Langdon. Additional lines by Tim Monaghan, Myron Edwards, Peter Hickey, Stephen Jacobs, Vicky Smith, Keith Rawnsley, Peter Long, Mike Onion, Brian Smith, Simon Rose, Bernard Cranwell, Tony Stevens, John Cormack, Niall Clark, H.G. Webster, Jimmy Melville, Stan Wooten, John Pye.
All guys who have been offered a penny by our producer,
John Lloyd.